Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today's short devotional is about the confession of sin, and we're going to read from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. Here's our short verse. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. David's confession of sin in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, is an example for all of us. He simply said, I have sinned against the Lord. He placed the blame squarely on his own shoulders. He didn't minimize his offense. David realized that he especially sinned against God. In the original Hebrew, David's statement, I have sinned against the Lord, amounts to only two words, something like Hata al Yahweh. These two words and the heart they reflect show the fundamental difference between David and Saul. If you compare David's confession here to King Saul's confession in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 16 through 21, you see that Saul was eloquent with words in the confession that he made, but he was not sincere in his heart. Confession doesn't need to be long to be real and sincere. I like how the famous German commentator Kyle and Delitzsch said it. They said, quote, the words are very few, but that is a good sign of a thoroughly broken spirit. There is no excuse, no hiding, no concealment of the sin. There's no searching for a loophole, no pretext put forward, no human weakness pleaded. He acknowledged his guilt openly, candidly, and without any denial of truth. End of quote. This was an exceptionally good response from a man of David's standing in life. You know, when confronted with sin, kings often say, off with their head. David proved that God was working on his heart all along, and Nathan the prophet's confrontation was simply the last piece of that work. Other kings would have had Nathan killed and just gone their own way, but not David, the man after God's heart. Let's look at the confession word by word. I, David spoke of himself. It isn't we, though it was true that he wasn't the only sinner, yet David knew that he had to deal with his sin. David showed personal responsibility for his sin. And then he said, have sinned. David didn't use elaborate or soft vocabulary. He sinned. It wasn't a mistake, an error, a mess up, an indiscretion, or a problem. It was sin. And then David said, against the Lord. This expressed the enormity of David's sin. Oh, yes, he sinned against Bathsheba, to be certain. He sinned against Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. He sinned against Ahithophel. He sinned against his wives and children. He sinned against the nation of Israel. All of those sins were great. But his sin against the Lord was greatest of all. There are no small sins against a great God, and great sins are even greater. After meditation, David more eloquently expressed his repentance in Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Again, that's selections from Psalm 51. David's awareness of sin, desire for cleansing, recognition of God's righteous judgment, and understanding of what God wants are all clear in Psalm 51. Through it all, David found wonderful restoration. He admitted that he was lost, and he knew that God came to seek and to save the lost. David knew that he was a sinner, and he found that God came to save sinners, not the righteous. David found great peace and resolution in being completely candid with God. Today, a loving God gives great opportunity to you to get real before Him. If you need to confess your sin before God, do it honestly, straightforwardly, and openly. Take the opportunity just like King David did, and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.